Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, always excited to be here for another Mind Shifting Monday. Welcome to each of you that are tuning in via Blog Talk Radio, as well as those of you that are streaming online via Mind Shift Talk Radio. And finally, special thanks to all of you guys. I see there's tons of people already calling in on the phone lines listening into Mind Shift. So thank you. For those of you that are our regular crew, we thank you guys for being so supportive and just being so diligent about your personal growth and development. And for those of you that are new to Mind Shift Talk Radio, I want to give you a special welcome and just let you know that this show is for you. It's for regular individuals just like you and I that want to live extraordinary lives. So if you're looking to grow, whether it's mentally, you're looking for some changes in your personal life, you're looking to have some shifts professionally, maybe there are some changes that need to be done in terms of health and wellness or your finances, spiritually, whatever, any area of your life that you can think of in which you need to have a mind shift, a paradigm shift, this is the show for you. We talk about everything across the board. Now, we do warn you that when you come to the show, we ask that you come with an open heart and an open mind. You may not necessarily agree with everything that's shared on the show. Of course, we are sharing our perspectives. We just ask that you just be open to it. We guarantee that if you hang with us for the hour, you will definitely have a positive mind shift by the end of the show. So again, thank you for tuning in. For those of you that are not our friends on Facebook, we encourage you to become our friend. We'd love to make new friends. You can go to facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. Also, if you're listening via mindshifttalkradio.com, you can go ahead and hit the contact us link. Feel free to send us an email, drop us a line, let us know your thoughts. If there's any topic you'd like us to discuss, if you have any questions or comments about tonight's show, feel free to go ahead and contact us there. And finally, if you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, you can go ahead and hit the follow us link or the button. And that will make sure that you're connected to Blog Talk and connected to Mindshift Talk Radio. So you'll be getting information about upcoming shows, if there are any changes, or if we just need to send you a quick email, we'd love to be able to do that. So again, thank you for all of you tuning in right now. I just have to do some regular housekeeping, but we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. I have to go ahead and introduce my partner in success. I'm not even going to say the other line that I'd normally say because she's probably going to beat me up for doing it, but I have missed her. We have not been on for a couple of shows now, and so it is great to be back home on Monday night and to be here with my sister Big Bone. So welcome, Juanita, sister Big Bones Warren. I'm glad to have you back on the show, Mamacita.
So now I'm a bully?
I didn't call you a bully. What are you talking about?
You said I'll beat you up or something if you said, like, your partner in crime.
Well, hey, if that's how you interpreted that, I didn't say
really?
That, but if that's how
really?
You took it, hey.
Well, that's what you
know.
Insinuated.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I hear some guilt there.
Whatever. Hey, how you doing? Happy Mind Shift Monday to you.
Need to bring a counselor on the line. What's going on, sis?
Can't call it player. Can't kill none, won't none die.
I've missed you. I'm so glad to be back on the show, on the air with you.
And I've missed you. Glad we are back at it.
Yes, indeedy. I'm excited about tonight's show as well. You know, it's always nice when we come back, and personal development is our thing. And I'm really looking forward to the next, I would say, maybe the next six shows. For you guys that have missed the show, you know, shame on you. You can always go back online and check out the replays at mindshifttalkradio.com. But I encourage you to make sure that you're connected. This next month, is just going to be amazing. We're going to talk more about our personal growth and development. We're talking about making money. We're talking about relationships. We're talking about everything that you want to get more information about. And we're encouraging you guys to take part in the conversation. You know, it's not just for us to sit here and talk to you and bring these folks on. We're bringing these experts and these extraordinary people to share these powerful messages, but we also want to hear from you. We want you to take part in your growth and development as well. So this is a partnership. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the chat room right now. That way, if any of you guys have any questions, any comments, feel free to post those in the chat room, which we'll be opening for you shortly. And again, you can always connect with us via our website. But make sure you're here. I'm telling you guys, we have some amazing people that are going to be joining us for MindShift in the coming weeks, so you don't want to miss it. And we're going to kick that off now with tonight's guest. Now, tonight's guest is actually new to MindShift Talk Radio, and we're excited to have her here. You guys may have already seen the information we've posted for the show. We've been posting like crazy on Facebook and Twitter and everything about tonight's guest. Now, her name is LaChanze Harrison Roberts. She's a college professor, a business professional. She's an entrepreneur, and she's worked in higher education and business for more than 25 years. So she's very experienced. And she and her husband, James, they have gone ahead and partnered to build their own business. They have their own full-time business, and they have a venture in health and wellness. But she's educated, you know, students. She's worked with different students and churches and corporate administrators. And she goes around sharing this message and sharing what she considers to be the key element to her success, which is called that millionaire mindset. Now, we've talked about this before on the show. We have several guests that will come on and talk about, you know, the power of your thought and your words and speaking life into situations. And, of course, that's the premise of MindShift Talk Radio. But we're always looking for other perspectives. And so she's here to share her perspective. She's here to share the secrets about what has helped her and her husband to be very successful over the last 25 years in their own business. So I encourage you guys, if you have not done so yet, grab a pen, grab a crayon, grab a pencil, grab a piece of paper, because you'll want to take notes tonight. Now, of course, you'll be able to connect with her after this show, but I encourage you guys to stay plugged in and be connected right now for the mind shift that's going to take place within the next hour. So without any further ado, I want to go ahead and introduce you to tonight's special guest that we're so honored to have here, Ms. LaChanze Harrison Roberts. Welcome to Mind Shift Talk Radio.
Stacey and Juanita, thank you all so much for inviting me. It is certainly an honor to be your guest this evening, and a good evening also to the MindShift Talk Radio audience. It is
yes,
a pleasure, and as I said, an honor to be here with you. My presentation this evening is titled, as Stacey has already mentioned, Success and the Millionaire Mindset. And I'm going to divide that into a first half, and that first half of the presentation is going to be a definition of what I mean by millionaire mindset and how it encompasses success. And the second half of the presentation, I'm going to discuss the four common characteristics of successful people. And with that said, Stacey, Juanita, is it all right if I move ahead?
Definitely. And for those people that are just tuning in, just want to remind you, you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita's sister, Big Bones Warren. And tonight we're joined by Ms. LaChanze Harrison Roberts. So, again, she's going to be discussing success and the millionaire mindset. So, guys, make sure you grab your pens and your piece of paper. But go ahead, Ms. Roberts. We'll go ahead and pass it over to you.
Okay. And again, thank you for having me. As I said, it is an honor to be your guest this evening and to have this opportunity to speak to your audience. Again, my topic is success and the millionaire mindset. And in this first half of the presentation, I'm going to give you a definition of millionaire mindset and how it encompasses success. And in the second half of my presentation, I'm going to discuss the four common characteristics of successful people. So let me begin. The millionaire mindset is a state of mind, a prosperity consciousness which encompasses the complete quality of an individual's life, spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. So when I speak of the millionaire mindset, I am not simply referencing financial or business success or the achievement of wealth, No, I'm talking about a transformational shift, a change from passivity to a proactive prosperity consciousness, which embraces the complete quality of one's life. We've learned that mindset, or what we call directed thought, is not only, and I'm quoting from Claude Bristol, the original source of all wealth and great discoveries and great inventions, but mindset is also the wellspring of all success and all achievement. Now, keep that in mind. And for that reason, the millionaire mindset addresses and applies prosperity consciousness in the attainment of financial, spiritual, intellectual, and physical success. Why? Because we exist on those three planes. We are spirit, we are intellect, and certainly we are physical, our physical bodies. The millionaire mindset is a prosperity consciousness that fosters spiritual as well as intellectual development and which promotes spiritually the individual's peace of mind, the individual's well-being, and also harmonious relationships within the family, in the church, in the community, in the workplace. And it demands the recognition of an omnipotent indwelling spirit. Intellectually, prosperity consciousness demands the nurturing of the intellect, of creative and critical thinking, and the unlocking of the imagination. The millionaire mindset is that prosperity consciousness which also insists that you take control of your personal health, that you treat yourself, that unique vessel that is your body, with love and exquisite care. So just to go back and look at what I'm saying and just to sort of recap the definition, the millionaire mindset is a transformational shift in consciousness, a transition from thinking I must wait for someone or something to happen to a fixed mental attitude of proactive engagement, a proactive engagement which fosters self-empowerment. And that's so very, very important because too often we do wait. We are waiting. We are thinking, but we are not acting. We need to move. We need to shift from when, only if, someday, if things were different, and I can't, to that empowerment mode that says, I can. When we ask ourselves this question, and when we answer, we know that both are correct. If I think I can, if I think I can't, and guess what? Both are correct. So when we look at the power of the mind, when we think about our own mindset, we know that once again, in terms of self-empowerment, we have that ability to move forward. We know that we can because thought is that process that gets us moving. It is James Ziegler, who has told us again and again that if you can just get your mind right, then you will have mastered three-quarters of what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur, a successful individual. And we are talking about success and the millionaire mindset. That's my first half, and when we come back, I'm going to look to and discuss the four characteristics of the successful individual.
Wonderful. Oh, I can't wait till we get into the four characteristics because I am just eager and learning so much. And for everyone tuning in, you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio tonight with LaChance Harrison Roberts. Want to make sure I say your name correctly.
Okay.
And as she is sharing just some really great nuggets and tidbits of wisdom tonight. Stacy, you have anything for her yet, or may she continue?
Okay.
No, she can go ahead and continue.
Well, thank you. You know, so many people have asked me, just how do I develop the millionaire mindset for success and prosperity? Well, first, know that you already have within you the mental power to accomplish your dreams. Via. You are already empowered. Second, understand that you must create the consciousness that is necessary in order to have the success, the prosperity, the wealth that you desire, the good health that is there waiting for you. And third, resolve to let go, to completely remove from your mind thoughts of lack and what I call limitations. Now I'd like to go into what I said are the four characteristics that define successful people. You know, you have probably seen on the bestseller list the 21 habits of successful individuals, how to accomplish your goals in 30 days. Well, I've read and I've studied and I've garnered from my reading that there are those characteristics, those attributes that are shared by successful people. And I'd like to share those with you. The first one is desire. The second one, attitude. The third one, work ethic. And the fourth one, competency. When we think of all four, desire, attitude, work ethic, competency, we know that these are the characteristics that define successful people. Let's begin with desire. It is certainly the starting point of all achievement. And believe me, it's not just wishing or wanting. It is that consuming hunger, that consuming desire that says that no matter what happens, I'm going to move forward. No matter the obstacles, I won't give in, I won't give up. Defeat, very simply, is not an option. Defeat and desire simply do not go together. You know, I remember what one of my colleagues said, one of my business associates, Rodney Epps, who is a very successful entrepreneur himself. He says that when we think of desire, we need to ask ourselves, what is that driving force? What is that why that makes me get up every morning and get going? That why, what has you? And when we think of desire, desire goes beyond, as I said, that mere wishing or wanting. That alone, that wanting, that wishing is not enough. Ask yourself, do I have the drive? Do I have the desire? Do I have that consuming hunger that catapults me to the finish line? So once again, when we think about that attribute, that characteristic that defines the successful individual, think about desire. That second characteristic, attitude. Develop the positive and eliminate the negative. You've heard that before. And certainly one of the best ways to do that is to begin inwardly. Remember, nothing changes on the outside until something changes on the inside. You can't do things differently until you first see things differently. And that means doing things differently. We need to eliminate the petty trivia, the crutches, the excuse-making that holds us back. And once again, consciously moving forward to getting rid of those excuses, to getting rid of those individuals, those dream snatchers, the naysayers, and the all-too-many reality shows that have no redeeming value, no redeeming quality. What we can do is to emphasize the positive. Instead, we want to move towards developing the positive by surrounding ourselves with people who have the right mental attitude. Those people who are goal-oriented and have learned that hard work and persistence and determination is what makes the individual successful. So we do want to develop that attitude of mind. We want to know that we can be successful with self-persistence, determination, and with hard work. The work ethic. Nothing is ever accomplished by what you are going to do. Keep that in mind. Only by what you do. The doing is certainly the thing. The wanting and wishing without the doing never makes the dream a reality. And when we think about work ethic, we have the other attributes that are certainly tied to that. Self-discipline, time management. These things all go hand in hand, and we must be willing to invest in ourselves. That takes work. It takes time. That investment in self is self-development. It's becoming a lifelong learner. It's knowing that with hard work that I can achieve my goals. The words certainly are okay. We say them again and again. Prayer is always good, but action is even better. You've heard the popular saying, pray, but remember to move your feet. And that is so true. The prayer without action. We need the action. We need that work ethic to get us up in the morning and to get us going. That work ethic says also that we are willing to pay the price, that whatever it takes, that whatever sacrifice needs to be made, we are willing to make the investment in time and in energy. We know that, once again, in terms of the work ethic, it is very difficult with regard to knowing and believing that we can do. But when we put our nose to the grind, when we realize that we have within us everything that it takes to become, then everything will fall into place. You can get everything you want in life if you just help enough people. And in doing so, you help yourself. Listening, helping others define their goals, and taking the responsibility to help them move forward, to help them reach their goals. That's what working with others is all about. That's the responsibility that we take as a leader. That fourth attribute, that fourth characteristic, is what we call competency. Invest in yourself. Develop the intellect. Avail yourself of the many books and programs and products that are designed to help you realize your true potential. Create your own library for empowerment and success, and go to it every day. Spend an hour or two. And remember, we said that we want to emphasize the positive and eliminate the negative. That hour or two that's spent on the reality program can be spent with the book. So once again, in terms of competency, we want to become learners. And again, we know that as learners, for those of us who do have the educational credentials, they are just that. That BA, that PhD, that ABC or XYZ is no guarantee of what we call a good job or success in life. These things are only our qualifications. They only state our qualifications. So once again, in terms of who we are and what we want to become, we do engage in learning. We learn our business. We learn the ins and outs of a working community so that we can get in there and we can work with them. make the conscious choice then to become that competent individual, no matter what your area of expertise is, no matter what your chosen field is. Commit to excellence. Master your craft. Become that expert and know that lifelong learning comes with the territory and that mastery of who you want to become. Remember, the way you think determines the direction and quality of your life. Therefore, think prosperity, not poverty, abundance, not lack. And remember that you already have in place a millionaire mindset. Juanita and Stacy, I thank you so much. And again, if there are questions, please, I'm here to answer those.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Right. For those of you tuning in to Mind Shift Talk Radio, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita's sister, Big Bones Warren. And we are joined by the awesome LaChance Harrison Roberts. I tell you, that was a phenomenal message about success and the millionaire mindset. And again, like I talked about at the beginning of the show, we always look for different perspectives. There's always a different way you can look at every subject we discuss on this show. But at the end of the day, we're always looking. Our goal is always to create that mind shift. And Ms. Roberts, you talked about so much in that short amount of time. So I do want to take a little bit of time for us to go in a little bit deeper to some of the areas that you discussed. Before we do that, if you don't mind, if you can just quickly list those four characteristics again for those listeners that are taking notes, if you can just go ahead and go through those four characteristics
okay.
and make sure that you get those.
Yeah. Those four common characteristics of successful people: desire, attitude, work ethic, and competency. Those are the four. And once again, they go hand in hand with other attributes. And as I said, there are any number of books that will list the 21 successful secrets of successful people, or the 18 characteristics of successful entrepreneurs. But here I've sort of whittled it down to four. And within that four, I do look to, and I mentioned the other attributes that are so very, very important. Work ethic, self-discipline, those two go hand in hand. And they are both characteristics, certainly, of the successful individual.
Okay. There was one thing you said. I just have so many notes written down, but there was one thing that you said that I'm holding on to, and you said that you can't – let me make sure I'm saying this right. You can't do things differently until you see things differently.
That's
and
right.
And I thought that was powerful because, you know, we're so – we get so caught up and so concerned about the issue at hand, and sometimes we spin our wheels trying to create resolutions to our problems, but we're not necessarily willing to change our perspective about the perceived problem, if that makes sense. So
yes,
there are some things that happen, and we sit there when we're in the midst of the storm, we feel that there's a big storm. Like there's just a tsunami going on in our lives. It's like you can have issues with your family. There's issues on the workplace. There's issues going on at church. You just can't seem to catch a break. And you're just like, why is all of this happening at one time? And then later, when we come out of the storm, we see all the growth that took place during those trials and during those challenges. We see that, you know, we made it through for one. So for one, we feel better and we feel more confident. Our faith is even stronger because we made it through. But in another thing that happens later after we come out of that storm is we realize, you know, it wasn't as bad as I thought now that I'm on the other side of it. You know, when you're going through it, it just seems like the whole world is on your shoulders. But when you come out on the other side, you're like, gosh, it wasn't so bad. It's almost like giving birth to your baby. You know, when you're in labor, it's just like, oh, Jesus, you know, give me a shot, some drugs, something. But then after you have the baby, you forget all about that pain. And so I say perceive challenges because it's easy to look at things from a negative perspective when you're dealing with it, especially when it's not something you're accustomed to and it's uncomfortable. But I think what you said in just that one sentence alone, that we can't do anything differently until we see things differently, if we have to change our perception. And that's one of the biggest keys to success, is being able to have that mind shift and to see things differently, whether you're on that high, you're on that mountaintop, or if you're in the valley, you just have to look at the experience differently, right?
Oh, yes, very much so. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that goes back to what we were saying, mindset, the thought processes that we have. It starts there. It starts inwardly. We've got to change, as you said, that perspective, that way of viewing ourselves and issues, situations. And too often we aren't willing to make that change. And yet, it comes, and it is what my mother-in-law would tell us all the time. We never want to take up residency, you see, in hurt, in defeat. You want to move through it. It's the sort of thing that as an individual that too often we think that we don't have that ability, that persistence. But, Stacy, you mentioned we do come through the storm. We're able because we have put, you see, our nose to the grinder. We have put our nose to the wheel. We know that the other side is there. And if we keep moving, putting one foot in front of the other, we'll get there.
Definitely. Definitely. Now, another thing you mentioned is that, you know, we have to resolve to let go, and we have to resolve and release those thoughts of limitation. Now, some people may be listening to the show and saying, well, yeah, that's easy for you to say because you don't have all of the challenges that I have, or you haven't experienced the things that I've experienced. What do you say to individuals that, you know, are somewhat pessimistic about the message? They don't really see that there's a way for them to get to the other side. What do you say to people about releasing those thoughts of limitation?
You know, too often we have a tendency to think that, that money is the answer to our problems, to our issues. We have a tendency to say, oh, only if, you see, if I didn't have this person at work or if things were different. But you know what? Poverty has never been the answer to when we think about it, money has never been the answer to poverty. It has never truly been what we call success. Success is different for everyone. While, you know, individual A may be looking to become that millionaire, individual B is just hoping for an additional $50 so that he or she can meet that particular light bill or gas bill. So success and money, they are two things that are so very, very different. It is, poverty is a state of mind, and so is lack. You see, we are children of a higher God who says that abundance is ours. And once we come to that realization, once I know, you know, it perhaps it's not just the fact that it is a lack of money or that it is a lack of support. Perhaps if I make some changes myself, perhaps if I start looking at issues differently, perhaps if I go inwardly, because what I dwell on, if I dwell on lack, if I dwell on limitation, if I dwell on what I don't have, sure enough, that's what is going to happen in my life because that is what my mind rests upon. So I've got to make that shift. I've got to let go of the fear. I've got to let go of the insecurities. And I've got to remember that God, that higher power has already given me mentally everything that I need to know to become a success. But I've got to release the fear. I've got to step outside my comfort zone, and I've got to act. And too often fear, insecurity, thinking that we are limited instead of being limitless beings, prevents us from doing, from becoming, from acting. And we do need to act. And that acting means that we do have to let go of the past. We have to let go of the fear. And we can do that by reminding ourselves, by thinking, by going back to the mindset that says that I am a limitless being, that I have everything within my reach if I would only step out. Mm. It is there. I know that I am capable. I have the ability to become. But that's up to me. No one else can do that for me, and I've got to make that realization. I've got to come to that mindset.
Now, you talked about a lot of letting go. We're letting go of fears. We're letting go of insecurities. What about those people we need to let go?
Oh, the people that we let go. These are the naysayers. These are, as I said, the dream stealers. These are the ones who are always complaining. These are the ones that have the negative views of life, that nothing good is ever going to happen, that it's a bad day today and the next day will be the same. And sure enough, it is. So that when we look to those persons that we've surrounded ourselves with, we've got to ask ourselves, given this individual, given the five people that I identify with, if they are successful, then I'm going to be number six. But you know what? If they are complaining, if they believe that nothing good is ever going to happen, if they have already said that my life is limited, if they are looking to excuses, only if I can't, it's not for me, then I do need to, again, find other persons. I need to look to the success of others, surround myself with positive thinkers, with those persons who are self-disciplined, with those persons who do have determination, with those persons who have set goals and who have accomplish them. So oftentimes we do need to let go of individuals too.
Yeah, and you know, I know it can be scary and it can be challenging for some people, especially when those people that need to be let go are people that are in your very close circle. They may be family members, they may be the coworkers that you talk to every day at lunch. They may be the people that sit on your pew every Sunday at church. Sometimes those are the people that we need to let go, and it can be very frightening and scary, and you know, we get to the point where it's like, okay, what do I do if I let all of these people go, then I'm going to be all alone. And you know, and it's interesting how God works, because when you make that shift mentally, when you make that shift spiritually, you start to attract things that are in alignment with that idea and that vision that you have, as well as in alignment with that the will of God. And so he starts to put things into place, and he brings people into place. And I say that because, you know, for those that are listening and are almost afraid to do it, sometimes you don't necessarily have to take the step to release those people. God will do it for you.
Oh, yeah.
But we just need to put ourselves in position for that shift to take place. For that shift to take place, definitely. And it's just about being in that position, but it starts first mentally. When you talked about those characteristics and you talked about that desire and attitude and work ethic and competency, but that first one, desire, if the desire is strong enough, it's interesting how things just start to move around you when that desire is that strong.
Yeah, and it is.
I wanted you to talk a little bit more about that desire piece, because let me see, and I'm going through all my notes because there's so much. I know we don't have enough time to talk about all of it, but when you even talked about like defeat not being an option and you talked about desires, I want you to talk a little bit more about how sometimes we take other people's ideas of what should be right for us or what they think is best for us, and paint that picture as our desire when it's not really our desire? What do you, you know, can you elaborate a little bit more about that?
Yes, you know, when we think about who we are and the fact that if we would concentrate, too, on helping others, and too often we want to turn what the other person wishes or that other person is aiming for into our desire. We don't want to do that. That's the wrong thing. You know, part of being that successful individual is realizing that I need to be a good listener, that I need to understand what this person is saying to me, and that I need to develop and help the individual to move forward in the direction of achieving his goals, her goals, not mine. So once again, in terms of desire, do I have the ability, am I acting as a leader to say to that individual, let me help you formulate, first of all, your goals, and then secondly, let me help you, let me assist you in achieving those goals. We don't want to become what I call enablers. In other words, you come to me with a problem, and the two of us sit and whine together. I'm enabling you rather than assisting you towards your goal. So we don't want to do that. And as I said, too often in terms of desire, it has to that in itself certainly is not enough. It goes beyond that. Too often we are too busy wishing and wanting and not putting action into place. We need to do that. So desire, it goes along with self-discipline. It goes along with self-confidence. It says that no matter the obstacle, that I'm going to be persistent. I'm going to hang in there. I've got that. You know, I'm going to stick to it until the goal is achieved. And this desire, when others see that in you, they stand back. They want to know, well, what is it that I need to do? Let me find out what I need to know in order to accomplish, in order to reach my goals. I've got this burning desire, but I don't know how to move forward. I don't know how to achieve that dream. But you've done it. Let me watch you. Let me listen. And once again, we want to be careful that we don't make our desires, that we don't take the desires of the individual and confuse them with our own.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita Sist of Big Bones Warren. Tonight we are joined by the phenomenal LaChanze Harrison Roberts. And she is just really going in tonight, guys. Like, I'm sitting here like, you know, I'm tapping my feet, Miss Roberts, and I'm just really excited about what we're discussing because I think we all need to hear this message. Despite how many times we've had conversations and read books and listened to audio and listened to Mind Shift Talk Radio, we talk about prosperity consciousness, we talk about paradigm shifts. It's always interesting to get a different perspective, especially from someone like you that has been so successful in your own right, not only in business, but I'm sure in every area. Over the last 25 years, you just talked about business success, but clearly, as we listen to you share this, you're not talking about what you've heard, you're talking about what you know,
yeah.
And it's coming across in your message. Sis, I know you have some things you want to ask maybe or some comments you want to share, so I'll go ahead and let you go ahead and get in on the conversation. I'll run with it.
Oh, I think we lost some listeners. How many did we lose when she said you can, instead of watching them reality shows, the hour you spend watching reality shows?
Step on some toes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
People needed to move their feet.
I think so. You know, it is, change is difficult, isn't it? Too often we don't realize that we are capable of becoming better individuals. And, again, that has to do with that mind shift, working inwardly so that outwardly we become the better individual. we need to divorce ourselves. Stacey and I had talked about divorcing ourselves from negative individuals. Well, there are negative circumstances, too. The time that is spent too often, you see whining and making excuses and being with those individuals who are constantly complaining. And again, that hour, that 2 hours that we spend in front of the tube, once again, self-development, so important. And we have to ask ourselves, what is it that I'm doing every day? What 15 minutes, what half an hour, what 45 minutes can I take to become the better individual, to move myself toward making my dreams a reality? It is up to the individual. Mama can't do it. Daddy can't do it. The minister can't do it. The neighbor, the best friend. I've got to realize that I've got to do it myself. And it means oftentimes, as I said, change.
Yeah.
So aside from change, what would you say is the hardest? And you mentioned the four characteristics, but what do you think is the hardest for people to accomplish or to, if you will, perfect, if you will?
Okay. You know, I think that we all pretty much have a good work ethic, and I say that because for the most part, we are employees, and we get up, we go. We aren't called in to work. We know that when the alarm goes off that I've got to be there at a certain time. So that work ethic is pretty much in place already. The problem is there when we don't realize that we can work for ourselves, that what we are giving in terms of time and diligence, we can put those efforts into ourselves, making ourselves successful individuals. So work ethic, I think, is not so much the problem. I think desire, if I had to look to the second one that is not so problematic, it's desire. I know that I've got these things that I'm dreaming about, that I'm wishing for, and I need to do A, B, and C perhaps to accomplish it. So I would say probably the most difficult characteristic is attitude, because once again, that involves a shift. It says that I've got to go inwardly, that I've got to start moving in the direction that says that I'm drawing positive individuals to me. I've got to change my stance. I've got to change my way of looking at the world. I've got to realize that I have got to look to each morning being a blessing. I've got to say to myself that I've got to do things differently. That nothing changes if nothing changes. So that if I don't make those changes with regard to attitude, with regard to personality, then I think that I'm letting myself in for the same kind of responses. That, again, nothing will change until I change. So if I had to pinpoint perhaps the hardest characteristic to master, it would be attitude.
Wow.
I know. I really was thinking we were going to go to work ethic. I'm looking at the four trying to guess which one, and I was like, she's going to say work ethic. But you stumped me on that one, attitude. Okay. I like that.
Yes. I think we all have a pretty good work ethic, and I say that because we are, or we have been, employees. We know where we need to be and where we need to be and what we need to do in order, you see, to get that monthly paycheck. So we have pretty much developed that kind of job discipline, I call it. But
I think I'm frequenting the wrong establishments.
But when it comes to attitude, that's something totally different. It is a mind shift. It is that recognition. And you see, I've got to be able to see me. And too often we are not at that particular stage or that point in our lives. So it would probably be attitude.
I like that. You have said so many powerful things, I tell you. It does make sense.
Yeah, she's with the work ethic piece. Because when I was thinking, like, now, has she been to any establishments lately? Because those people suck. But really, it, I mean, in all, it's their attitude and disposition. So I get it.
You're right. That does make sense. It's not about their work ethic. It's not that they can't do the job. It's not even about skill. It's more so the will.
Right. And clearly they got up and got there.
Coach the will. Right. Right. It makes sense. Now, there's something else you said that I wrote down, and I put stars around this thing and lines and underlines and everything. And you said nothing is accomplished by what you're going to do, only by what you do. And that's when I think, sis, I said at that point, that's when she stepped on some toes. I think some people dropped off at that point. It's so easy to talk about, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do it one day. One day I'm going to do it. But like you said, nothing changes. Nothing is accomplished, and all is what I'm going to do, what I should have done. Nothing changes until you actually do it. And I thought that was deep when you said that. And it goes back to what you just said just now about nothing changes if nothing changes. So we need to get out of that I'm going to do and getting to the driver's seat, that seat that you called being proactive, and actually getting the wheels turning, putting the wheels in motion, you know, even if it's baby steps. And it goes back to what you said about releasing those limitations, those limited thoughts of fear and insecurity, because 9 times out of 10, that's what holds us back from getting those wheels turning. We'll jump in the driver's seat, but we won't even start the car. Because we're afraid about what's going to happen as soon as we back out the driveway. You know, it's the same thing with our lives. We're afraid to see, okay, if I make it to this hurdle, if I get to this place in my life, whether we're talking about our professional life or we're talking about our relationship, we just kind of get stuck and just freeze before we even get moving. And so we have to release that. Now, I do want to ask you, when you are dealing with students, I know you're talking to people in churches and every place, when you're talking to them about overcoming these fears and about changing that mindset and developing that success library, you know, what are some tools that you would say for someone that's brand new listening to this show for the first time, first being exposed to mind shifts and personal development? What are some practical steps they can take to get started now?
Okay, well, the first thing I want them to know is that they've already have the mental power to accomplish anything that they dream. And one, my students who have come to me and who have told me, you know, Professor Roberts, it's not so much the degree, but it is the learning, it's the education. And I want to I want to start my own business. I want to become that entrepreneur. And I suggest a reading library. And one of the first books is, of course, the Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So I would suggest, once again, in starting that library, 5 books that immediately come to mind. The first one, as I said, is the Robert Kiyosaki. A second one, The Success Formula by Bob Berg. A third one, her name is Dr. Zonia, and her book is called Systems on Success for Everyday Living, because she tells us 365 days of the year we need to get moving. We need not only to come out of, because we have all at maybe some point gone to a leadership or a motivational workshop, but what do we do, you see, 24 hours later? So once again, in terms of developing that reading library, I would start and I give them that list of 5 books and tell them, set aside that 15, that 20 minutes and read. Begin there, because that mind shift, that inward transformation will start to happen gradually, and they will see it.
Definitely. I appreciate that. And I'm so glad that you shared the success formula by Bob Berg. You know, Bob Berg is family. He's family of ours. He's our cousin.
Yeah,
we call
right.
him our cousin
oh,
here on Mindshift.
Thank you.
He's been on the show a couple of times. He has
okay.
been here before, twice actually. And Bob Berg is amazing. So, yeah, we've just made him family
okay.
and he knows that. So, yeah,
okay.
we call him our cousin now. But we definitely do
uh-huh.
encourage you guys to go out and get those books. I just have to say I appreciate you. We appreciate you. We're very honored. And as Juanita said before, we do consider it a privilege to have you here as our guest tonight, Ms. Roberts. So we thank you for this powerful message that you shared. And we truly believe that our listeners have been blessed as a result of you sharing this information with us tonight. So thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us.
And I thank you, Stacey. I thank you,
you are
Juanita,
welcome.
For this
You're
time.
Welcome.
As I said, it has been my honor to be your guest this evening and to have this opportunity to talk with you.
Now, if you could, before we run out of time, if you can just go ahead and let the listeners know how they can get in touch with you and connect with you.
Okay, let me do this. There is a website and a phone number.
Okay.
And they may call this number if they'd like to contact me for further information or to contact one of my associates. That number is 404-402-5788 or 407-218-5811. Now, I can also be reached, or one of my associates can be reached at this website, join JR now, joinjrnow at gmail.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And we'll go ahead and make sure we get that information posted on the website at mindshifttalkradio.com as well. So you guys make sure if you're not checking out the page, go ahead to mindshifttalkradio.com, add it to your favorites. You want to make sure that you're connected with us every week. And also just to get more information about our guests that are here joining us every week. And if you happen to find anything in this message tonight that you feel can be a blessing to someone else, we definitely encourage you to go ahead and share this. We've talked about creating these mind shifts. We've talked about changing the way that we think. We've talked about releasing these limitations in our lives. But we also need to make sure that we're sharing this. Just as we've talked about changing your circle and developing this positive circle and surrounding yourself with the right people, you may be that vision of hope for someone else. So we talked about people that we need to release from our lives, but there's people in our lives that are waiting to be blessed by this as well. So we encourage you to make sure that you're sharing this message. We encourage you to make sure that you're here with us every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. You want to be connected to Mindshift Talk Radio. As I said at the beginning, we're talking about professional success. We're talking about your personal life. We're talking about your relationships. We're talking about your children. We're talking about health and wellness. We're talking about spirituality. We get deep on this show, guys, but we have so much fun doing it. And as I promised you at the beginning of the hour, that if you just hung in there with us, if you just had an open mind, an open heart, open to different perspectives, I guaranteed that you would have a positive and healthy mind shift. And I'm sure that you have, because just by looking at the amount of people that are on the phone line right now, I can tell you, Ms. Roberts, everyone like hanging on your word right now. Like the lines, it's just full right now. So again, thank you so much for being here with us tonight. We wish you so much success in all of your ventures. Thank you to your husband for letting us borrow you for this hour.
Yeah.
And we look forward to hearing from him. I know that he's going to be an upcoming guest on Mindshift Talk Radio. So thank you so much for being here with us tonight.
Well, thank you.
All righty. And Sis the Big Bones, it has been great to be here with you. It's fun. We were back in our mind shift seat this week. So I thank you for being here with me and sharing the mic with me, Mamacita.
I thank you for having me.
Awesome. Now we're looking forward to a nice mind shift segment from you next week. We haven't done those in a while, so we're going to go ahead and have a mind shift moment next week, guys. We're going to have a mind shift moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, next week. So make sure that you guys are plugged in. Make sure you're here with us. You're
going
to hear Sister Big Bones do her thing. Awesome.
Okay.
And thank you to all of you guys that are tuning in by phone, those of you tuning in online. As always, we wish you another phenomenal, blessed, and amazing week. Have a mind shift. Be productive. And we hope to see you here in the chat room or on the phone line next week. You guys be blessed. Talk to you soon.
God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Mind Shift Radio.